I have a radio tower, as you all more than well know, in my backyard, a 100-footer, big one. And at about the 80-foot level of this large tower, some starlings decided, what a cool place to build a nest. It's a great, strong, metallic nest-holding monster. So they built a nest. They labored hard and long and built this nest at 80 feet up on my tower. Oh, that's kind of neat. Why not? I would, too, if I were a starling. Only thing about a tree is, you see, it doesn't... unlike a tree, it doesn't give shade. So when it's 117 degrees, you can imagine the metal on the tower gets warm. Really warm. Anyway, these starlings, fortunately, were about... You know, they were ready to leave the nest and fly off and do whatever starlings do, except this one. Must have been the runt of the nest, and... It fell from the sky from 80 feet up on my tower, I guess, or flew. Either way, it appeared, this little tiny starling appeared on my wife's chain link fence just below the tower, sitting there on the chain link fence, you know, about halfway down, grasping one of the little chain links. And we walked past this little guy and we said, oh, you know, from the nest, it didn't move. It didn't move. And it just sat there. Panting like a starling pants, I guess. And so we went out, came back, and here was this little starling still in the same place. This is now 2 or 3 hours later. Well, obviously this little guy was in shock. Really serious shock. He had not moved now for 7 or 8 hours. And Ramona looks at me, and I look at Ramona, and we say, oh, brother. So I said, it was about midnight now. It's about midnight now. And I said, Ramona, and she said to me about the same time, we've got to do it. So she went and bought at midnight, you can do that here in Nevada, a bird cage. And Ramona went out with her gloves and captured, I mean, you could walk right up to him, he didn't care, or her, we still don't know, of course. And got this little tiny waif of a bird that was obviously, well, if the sun had come up, this bird would have been dead within 2 hours. But what did we do? We interfered with nature. And for 3 days, this starling resided in its little cage in our garage, which is air-conditioned, comfortable. And Ramona started to try to feed it. Well, she's fed it worms, regular worms, didn't like those too much, and then mealyworms. Those it has a great appetite for, as well as making up this mash, which is made from bird seed, which you put in a pepper grinder and grind up and then put egg yolk in, and oh, it's quite a procedure. So anyway, 3 days later, we bring little snarling deer, which we have named Tower, into the house of four cats. Four! Cats. Now, that might not be the smartest thing that anybody ever did. But with the aid of a squirt gun, I mean, you can see in a cat's eyes when it has intentions, dire intentions. You can see its little studied, alert nose and back end begin to wiggle a little bit. You know when a cat has something in its sights, right? So we hit them with a squirt gun, and they... Of course, don't know you've done it, so it's pretty cool because they think it was water from God, and they just jump about 6 feet high and run into the other room, and then pretty soon, after enough shots, they're not thinking about the bird anymore. They're thinking about shots of water from God. So anyway, that's where we are now. The animal people, four cats, and one now rapidly growing, extremely noisy starling. And by the way, I would like to thank the people at www.starling.info, I-N-F-O. If you ever get a baby bird and it's a starling, that's the place to go to begin to learn how to even think about taking care of a baby. This thing now, it not only did it come out of shock, but now it's the happiest bird alive, flying all over the nest, just making noise, recognizing people, being social, even perhaps liking the cats. I don't know. but it's happy. So that's what's been going on in the Bell household during my absence to get away. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha.